With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. About 240 million people are under cold weather advisory in winter storm warnings as a powerful system threatens to bring howling winds, flooding, and heavy snow to the East Coast today. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec.
It's another cold day across, especially the eastern part of the United States. We have a lot of cold temperatures anywhere from the plains eastward to the East Coast. The lowest temperature this morning actually was in West Virginia at minus 27, but there was a lot of minus teens and minus 20s from Minnesota down into parts of Wisconsin and into Iowa.
And there is a big risk of hypothermia in some areas, according to the forecasters, because in parts of Tennessee and Mississippi, a lot of homes have been with no electricity, I should say, for about a week now, sub-zero temperatures. IndyCar will be coming to the streets of the nation's capital this summer.
President Trump signed an executive order establishing the August 23rd IndyCar race in downtown Washington, D.C. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy told the president the nation's capital has never seen anything like this before.
To think 190 miles an hour down Pennsylvania Avenue, this is going to be wild.
The race is designed to be part of America's 250th birthday celebration.
There have been some recent changes to the price of gold.
Gold prices hit new heights early this year, and many have rushed to buy and sell pieces of the precious metal. New York spot gold reached a record over $5,418 per troy ounce Wednesday before tumbling closer to the $5,000 mark Friday. Gold prices can be volatile and unpredictable, but have still grown significantly over the last year. Experts say uncertainty drives these surges, with gold's latest records arriving amid heightened geopolitical tensions and economic concerns. Jewelry sellers are seeing increased demand, though rising costs have caused some sticker shock. Ron Taylor reporting.
This is SRN News. Religion is on the retreat in Europe.
According to a wide-ranging survey by the Pew Research Center, a lot of people on the continent are abandoning faith. In 2010, 74% of Europeans called themselves Christians. Now only 67% do. Over the same period, the number of people who identify as Jews dropped nearly 10%. Pew says the group that's really growing is the unaffiliated. The share of atheists, agnostics, and people of no particular religion is up 37%. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration is expanding its ban on foreign aid to include assistance going to international and domestic organizations that promote transgenderism as well as diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. An administration official says the State Department has established rules that expand the scope of the Mexico City policy. That's the one that bars U.S. taxpayer dollars from promoting abortion abroad. This is SRN News. It's called the SAVE Act, the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act. It's a proposed law that would require U.S. citizens to provide documentary proof of citizenship, such as a birth certificate or passport, when registering to vote. Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick believes Congress will pass it.
I think there's a growing support among Republicans to make sure we get this done, and the support we get it done this year. And, I think that momentum is going to be hard to overcome.
And they may have to overcome some opposition from Democrats, but McCormick believes it is a priority for the GOP.
The reason it's so important is that there's not only evidence of illegal immigrants voting. What can happen in many states is they can get a driver's license without proof of citizenship, and then that driver's license allows them to vote in many states.
The Republican from the Keystone State spoke with the Salem Radio Network. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.